Growing up in Depression-era America, Edward Thorpe showed early signs of exceptional mathematical talent. While other children played games, young Ed was conducting chemistry experiments and building radio transmitters. This wasn't just childhood curiosity. It was the beginning of a lifelong pattern of seeing hidden patterns in complex systems. I learned that understanding invisible forces gave you power over them, he would later reflect. This insight would eventually allow him to crack two systems most considered unbeatable, casino games and financial markets. What makes Thorpe's story so compelling isn't just his intelligence, but his willingness to challenge conventional wisdom. When experts claimed blackjack couldn't be beaten, he developed card counting. When Wall Street insisted markets were efficient, he created quantitative trading strategies that generated consistent profits regardless of market conditions. His journey from impoverished academic to billionaire investor demonstrates how disciplined thinking can overcome seemingly insurmountable odds. Isn't this the kind of intellectual courage we all aspire to? In 1958, Thorpe discovered blackjack's unique memory property. As cards are removed from the deck, the odds shift measurably. Using MIT's IBM 704 computer, he determined that decks rich in tens and aces favored players, developing a card counting strategy to capitalize on these favorable conditions. Testing his theory in Reno with gambler Manny Kimmel and $10,000, they doubled their bankroll in one weekend despite casino resistance. His 1962 book, Beat the Dealer, forced casinos to change their rules as players adopted his methods en masse. Thorpe later collaborated with Claude Shannon on roulette, treating it as a physics problem. They created the first wearable computer, a cigarette pack-sized device that calculated ball trajectories and transmitted predictions through musical tones. Testing in Las Vegas yielded a 44% edge, pioneering wearable technology decades ahead of its time. Thorpe transitioned from casinos to Wall Street, applying his mathematical expertise to exploit market inefficiencies rather than relying on hunches. His investment in Electric Autolite revealed the importance of avoiding anchoring, emotional attachment to price points instead of fundamental value. His breakthrough came through warrant analysis, discovering these stock options were consistently mispriced due to poor mathematical understanding. By accurately valuing these instruments and creating hedged positions, he could profit regardless of market direction. In 1969, Thorpe launched Princeton-Newport Partners, implementing mathematical hedging strategies that produced consistent results. Over 19 years, the fund averaged 19.1% annual returns without a losing quarter, even gaining 4% in its worst year while the S&P 500 experienced downturns. His systematic, quantitative approach, revolutionary in the 1960s, is now standard practice on Wall Street. In 1967, Thorpe derived a practical formula for pricing options, a breakthrough achieved independently and before the famous Black-Scholes model. This represented one of the 20th century's most significant financial innovations. While Louis Bachelier and Paul Samuelson had developed theoretical frameworks for stock price movements, Thorpe made these practical by incorporating the U.S. Treasury bill rate. This crucial modification transformed abstract calculations into a functional trading strategy, enabling precise valuation of options and derivatives. By the time Fisher Black and Myron Scholes published their Nobel Prize-winning formula in 1973, Thorpe was already using a more sophisticated version. His proprietary integral method for pricing American put options gave his firm, Princeton-Newport Partners, a significant competitive advantage. Thorpe's work catalyzed the explosive growth of derivative markets. Financial instruments once considered exotic became standardized and liquid, enabling more efficient global risk management. His innovations helped establish the foundation for today's multi-trillion-dollar derivatives markets. As markets evolved through the 1970s and 1980s, Thorpe pioneered statistical arbitrage, a trading strategy using mathematical models to exploit small price differences between related securities, ultimately transforming Wall Street's approach. By 2000, from his Newport Beach office, Thorpe managed a sophisticated computer-driven system trading millions of shares daily, $540 million in balanced long and short positions. The strategy's market neutrality was key, generating returns independent of market direction. His computer systems analyzed real-time stock data, executing trades when prices diverged significantly from calculated fair values, with risk controls ensuring gains typically exceeded losses. This systematic approach extended the same principles Thorpe developed at Blackjack, exploiting small edges across many independent opportunities. Thorpe also capitalized on savings and loan IPOs during the industry's transformation, profiting from unclaimed contributed equity when mutual associations converted to stock companies. The quantitative revolution he helped launch has transformed modern markets, with algorithmic trading now dominating volume. While trading speeds and volumes have increased dramatically, Thorpe's core principles remain. Identify inefficiencies through analysis, develop systematic approaches, and manage risk carefully. Bernie Madoff's $65 billion Ponzi scheme collapse in 2008 didn't surprise Thorpe, who had identified its mathematical impossibility years earlier. His analysis revealed clear red flags: statistically impossible consistent returns, insufficient options market volume for Madoff's claimed strategy, and oversight by an obscure accounting firm rather than a major one. Despite formal complaints from analysts like Harry Markopoulos, the SEC's failure to act until the 2008 crisis exposed critical weaknesses in financial oversight that enabled massive frauds to persist. Thorpe's wealth-building wisdom extends beyond complex math to practical insights for individual investors. He emphasizes compound growth's power, illustrated by Ann Scheiber's transformation of $5,000 into $22 million over 50 years through dividend reinvestment. The rule of 72 demonstrates this principle. Dividing 72 by your interest rate shows when money doubles. At 7% returns, money doubles every decade. At 10%, every 7 years. While Thorpe proved market inefficiencies could be exploited through sophisticated analysis, he recommends low-cost index funds for most individual investors as an effective way to capture market returns without active management complexity. Thorpe advocates strategic asset allocation across equities, bonds, and real estate, with historical data favoring equities and real estate for highest long-term returns. A well-designed portfolio balancing risk and return could generate sustainable income. For instance, a $6 million portfolio yielding $240,000 annually through municipal bonds and dividend stocks. Tax efficiency is fundamental to wealth preservation. Strategic approaches like tax loss harvesting and proper investment vehicle selection can dramatically impact after-tax returns, often determining long-term wealth preservation. While Thorpe suggests $20 million could provide comfortable retirement with $400,000 annual withdrawals, he emphasizes that true wealth depends on individual circumstances and having enough to support one's desired lifestyle while pursuing meaningful activities. His success in detecting frauds came from applying mathematical analysis over narrative-driven thinking. This analytical approach, combined with understanding human psychology, helped him identify both market risks and opportunities others missed. The Madoff case illustrated Thorpe's career-long observation that financial markets, though generally efficient, remain vulnerable to manipulation and irrational behavior. His legacy demonstrates how disciplined thinking and mathematical rigor can produce extraordinary results in both gambling and financial markets.